2.
So what is your trauma?
Blaze snorted derisively at Falcon's growled question.
Lack of parental support, failure to bond, Kerrigan knocking me into one too many walls for lipping off whenever he was in a foul mood, which was pretty much always, fear of fluffy bunnies, but that's not why I'm here.
Fluffy bunnies?
Falcon wasn't sure he wanted to know the answer to that question, but it was so out of place for this audacious lunatic mandrake that he just felt compelled to hear his explanation, even against all common sense.
Ever seen the movie Bambi? Those little bastards are some strange brew, and don't get me started on Monty Python's Holy Grail and that hairy nightmare.
Blaze visibly shook.
It's to the point I don't even want to see that stuffed pink thing Nim carries.
At the mention of the harmless slug demon, Falcon rolled his eyes so hard back in his skull it actually burned.
You're so effin' weird.
Oh, yeah, 'cause you're hogging all the normality. Have you ever bothered to look into that abyss, my friend? I promise the pot is calling the kettle twin.
Have you a point to this mission? Other than to piss me off and insult me. In which case, mission accomplished, but your life is drawn perilously close to its end as a result.
Wow. That's some serious hostility you got going there, buddy. Need to chillax.
Falcon arched a brow at the uncharacteristic word, chillax.
Who have you been around that you've picked up this old new vocabulary?
Blaze grinned.
Morgan's new toy. He's addicted to all sorts of peculiar things, and not just porn, which is why I'm here.
What? For porn? Sorry, not a pimp. Don't need a pimp. Don't want a pimp.
Wasn't planning to act as such.
Nor did I know you were into guys.
Falcon grimaced. Talking to you always gives me a brain tumor. Explain to me how it is that no one's murdered you to date.
Not for lack of trying on their part, I assure you. But let me revisit the whole Kerrigan slamming me into walls. But I'm just that fast with my reflexes.